路加福音10章38节到42节，大家可以打开手上的圣经，或者看屏幕上，我们一起来念。他们走路的时候，耶稣进了一个村庄，有一个女人名叫马大，接他到自己家里。他有一个妹子名叫玛利亚，在耶稣脚前坐着听他的道。马大伺候的事多，心里忙乱，就近前来说："主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。"耶稣回答说："马大，马大，你为许多事思虑烦恼，但是不可少的只有一件。玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。"约翰福音12章1到11节。逾越节的前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之地。有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大伺候，拉撒路也在那同耶稣坐席的人中。玛利亚就拿着一斤极贵的真拿达香膏，抹耶稣的脚，又用自己的头发去擦。屋里就满了膏的香气。有一个门徒，就是那将要卖耶稣的加略人犹大，说："这香膏为什么不卖30两银子周济穷人呢？"他说这话，并不是挂念穷人，乃因他是个贼，又带着钱囊，是取其中所存的。耶稣说："由他吧，他是为我安葬之日存留的。"因为常有穷人与你们同在，只是你们不常有我。有许多犹太人知道耶稣在那里，就来了，不但是为耶稣的缘故，也是要看他从死里所复活的拉撒路。但祭司长商议，连拉撒路也要杀了，因为有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。我们感谢刘牧师来到我们当中分享神的话语。
Good afternoon, everyone.
下午好。
So it's always a little embarrassing because people call me Pastor Liu.
当大家叫我李牧师的时候，我总是有点尴尬。
But just call me Brother Liu. That's enough.
刘，大家就叫我刘弟兄好了。
I am a pastor's son.
我是牧师的儿子。
And so therefore, my aversion to being a pastor is very high.
所以我对我来说，作为一个牧师是非常门槛很高的。
And it's actually interesting that this happens because the reason for the aversion is actually our topic today.
为什么呢？因为我们今天就要讲这个问题。
And so the topic for today is called standing, sitting, reclining.
今天要讲的是站着、坐着和靠着。
And what it has to do with is actually service, working, what we do.
这些跟我们的侍奉有一些关系。
And the service that we do, we're going to look at three siblings.
我们今天要看的是三个弟兄姐妹。
So Mary,
马大
Martha,
玛利亚、马大
and then Lazarus.
和拉撒路。
And so the first verse that we read,
我们刚才读的第一节
in Luke chapter 10,
在路加福音十章
it's a very well-known verse, right? I know you guys have probably heard it before.
非常大家耳熟能详的。
And we always use this passage to kind of look down on Martha.
我们经常一讲到这个事情的时候，就来贬低马大。
Because we say Martha is just busy with busy work.
因为马大他就是忙着做一些事情。
But Mary is sitting before Jesus and interacting with Jesus.
但是玛利亚她安静地坐在耶稣的脚前，倾听他讲话。
And Jesus chastises Martha and says, "Martha, you're worried about many things."
而且耶稣也说了马大，说你这个担心的事情太多了。
Mary has chosen the better portion.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分。
So leave her alone.
所以你就不要管她。
And many times we can use that as an excuse to not work.
所以很多时候讲到这个故事，都成了我们不去服侍的理由。
We talk about our Christian lives and we say, oh, you know what? I want to enjoy the presence of God. It's a personal relationship.
我们讲到我们基督徒的生命的时候，经常说，我现在是要享受与神同在。
But in reality, I want to look at this passage, these passages, and break down what it means to serve God.
但事实上，我们一起来仔细看看这个经文，再想一想服侍神是什么意思。
But first, I want to think about why I even came up with this topic.
首先我要跟大家讲一下为什么要讲这个事情呢。
So I recently had a baby, a little baby girl.
最近我有一个小小的有个小孩，我生了一个小孩。
Her name is Eleanor.
她的名字叫伊利诺。
Or Ellie.
或者艾丽。
And when having this child, and she's really cute, okay?
生这个小孩的时候，这小孩非常可爱。
她腿腿就是很。很有肉
It's chubby.
And she's getting chubbier and she's cute.
她非常可爱。
But I started thinking about the difference between when I serve at church versus when I have a child.
我就开始想，我在教会的服事和我有了这个孩子之后，我有一些想法。
You see, at church, it was hard.
因为在教会里面很难。
This is why I never want to be a pastor.
这就是为什么我不太愿意当牧师。
Because my schedule in college was like this.
因为我在学校的这个日程是这样的。
I had 21 or 22 credits, I think.
我每有21个学分要学。
18 to 22, somewhere around there.
18到21个。
I worked about 23 to 25 hours per week.
我每星期要工作24个小时。
And then my church schedule was like this.
我的教会的日程是这样的。
So on Tuesday, I had to prepare for Wednesday. There was a college fellowship that I would go to.
因为周三有这个校园团契，所以周二我就要做准备。
If there's no college fellowship, then I had to go to prayer meeting.
而且我还要去参加祷告会。
Then Thursday, after work and after school,
对，礼拜四上完学以后，
I would drive to the local university and drive everybody back to my house for a young adult college Bible study.
我还要去把同学们接，到学校去把同学接过来，接到我家继续查经。
And then on Friday after work, I had to drive to church because I had to lead the youth group.
周五下午呢，我还要去教会，因为我要去带领青少年敬拜。
And then Saturday, I had to prepare for Sunday because on Sunday it got really bad.
因为周六还要为周日做准备，因为周日更加的忙。
Because I would teach Sunday school in the morning.
我早上教主日学。
Then I would sometimes lead worship for service.
有的时候不能参加敬拜，而需要去做服事。
And a couple times after leading worship, I had to speak.
然后有的时候呢，敬拜以后我还要来正道。
And if we had baptismal or communion, then I had to translate after that.
如果有受洗仪式之类的大活动，我还要去做翻译。
And then Monday, I got to rest a little bit.
周一我可以稍微休息一下。
But usually discipleship with other young men was on Monday.
但是同时呢，有很多年轻人要跟我来一起，就是谈心啊什么的。
And then Tuesday,
所以星期二，
I prepare for Wednesday.
我又开始为星期三做准备。
Then I work out of Thursday.
然后再为星期四做准备。
Then Friday.
然后周五。
Then Saturday.
周六。
Then Sunday.
周日。
Every single day, year after year after year.
周而复始。
And it was exhausting.
非常的疲倦。
Because a lot of times when we serve, we always want to think about what we're getting back, right?
所以很多时候当我们服侍的时候，我们想的是我能够得到什么。
And being the educated group that we are, we always think ROI.
我们这些受过教育的人经常会想一下我的付出和得到做一些平衡。
So return on investment.
看我能够我的得到和我的付出。
I invest so much time and energy into church.
我对在教会里面花了这么多的时间精力，
I get nothing back.
我却什么也没有得到。
So then it exhausts us and we're tired.
所以让我觉得非常的累。
And then we get mad when other people aren't serving.
然后呢，你服侍的时候就会看别人不顺眼。
And then we become Martha.
然后就变成马大这个样子。
But then I began to think about having a kid, having a child.
然后当我有了孩子以后，我开始思想。
I mean, like in the beginning, first couple of weeks.
在一开始头几周。
You're up every 2 hours.
你每两个小时就要起来一次。
So you feed the baby.
要给她喂奶。
Then you gotta pat her so she has to burp.
然后还要拍拍她，让她不要打嗝。
Then you gotta change her diaper.
然后换尿布。
And she's already falling asleep.
然后她睡着了以后。
You put her down to sleep.
你把她放在床上。
You hop into bed really quickly.
你赶紧跑回去。
You try to force yourself to go to sleep.
你想强迫你再睡一会儿。
Because another 45 minutes she cries again.
但是45分钟以后她又开始哭了。
Oh man. Every 2 hours, bam, on the dot.
每两个小时就来轮一次。
And then she, you know, poops in her diaper or pees.
然后她又拉屎又撒尿。
And then you got to change the diaper.
你还要去给她换尿布。
And then sometimes you feed her, you change her diaper, and you play with her.
你给她喂奶，给她换尿布，还要跟她玩。
She cries anyway.
但是她还是哭。
And so I looked at her one day.
所以我有一天看着她。
And I said, "Hey, what's my ROI?"
就想，那么我的这个付出和回报是什么？
You better be a doctor or a lawyer, somebody makes money to give me a little something back, right?
你最好长大了可以做医生啊，律师之类的，能够给我点回馈。
You see, the difference is right here.
这不同就是,
we don't look at our children necessarily and say, "Hey, you are my retirement plan."
我们其实并不会看着我们的孩子说，你是我的养老基金。
But yet we demand these things from church.
但是, 在教会的事情上我们会这样想,
we want recognition.
我们需要得到人的承认,
we want someone to give us something in return.
我们需要得到别人的回报。
And that is the biggest danger in churches today and in the past.
那个就是我们今天和以前教会所面临的最大的问题。
Because the idea of service has come from how we deal with the world.
因为那个时候我们来服侍, 就是好像怎么样处理和世界的关系。
Because we're all intelligent people, we're either students or working.
因为大家都是聪明人。
A lot of us are immigrated from another country.
大家好多都是从别的国家移民过来。
And it's not an easy life.
这生活并不容易啊。
Because you can work as hard as you want, but someone else will always be that much better just because they're not Asian.
就是因为你拼命的努力, 但是总有人过得比你好, 就是因为你是少数民族。
You can be a manager, but not CEO.
你可以做一个经理,
and when you deal with these types of pressures,
我每天,
many times the teaching for us is the harder you work, the better results you get.
因为很多时候, 我们受的教育是, 你付出的越多, 你得到的越多。
And that's what we have trained ourselves to think, the way we think.
所以我们就自然而然形成这种思维模式。
And it is the American way of thinking.
这也是一个美国人惯用的思维。
It's the immigrant way of thinking.
这也是一个移民过来的人的思维模式。
It is the world's way of thinking.
这是世界的思维模式。
It's not unique to us.
这并不是我们独有的。
Because we have been taught the harder we work, the more we get back.
所以我们从小受的教育就是, 你要想得到什么, 你必须要付出努力。
You want to survive in this world? Study hard.
你要想要学习好,
你必须得努力学习。 You want to get higher pay? Work extra hours.
你要想挣更多的钱, 你要多付出工作。
You want to retire with money in the bank? Invest better.
你要想退休有钱, 你必须得投资。
All this has to do with how much we put in.
这些都是要告诉我们要投入多少。
But when you apply this to church,
当你把这样同样的理论用来教会生活当中的时候,
it changes dynamics within church very quickly.
这不一样的。
Because we assume we should get something back.
因为我们会觉得好像我们要得到回报。
But most of the times we never do.
但是大多数时候你并看不到回报。
You see, when we read Luke chapter 10,
我们读路加十章的时候,
we see a unique situation where Jesus is gently chastising Martha.
我们看到耶稣很不常见的是，他会非常好意的来斥责马大。
And you see that Martha is chastised for working.
而马大被斥责原因却是因为他在服侍。
Because Jesus says, "Hey Martha, Mary has chosen the better because Martha is complaining."
耶稣说的是，你知道吗？玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分了。
And it is easy to look down on Martha and to say, "Hey Martha, you're doing something wrong."
所以很容易让大家都看不起马大，认为好像马大做错了什么。
But let me ask you something.
但是我问大家。
In chapter 12, John chapter 12. You read this first section, okay? I'm going to read for us. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus arrived at Bethany where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here, a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. What's the next phrase? Martha served.
在约翰福音十二章一开始逾越节前六日，耶稣来到伯大尼，就是他叫拉撒路从死里复活之处，有人在那里给耶稣预备筵席，马大伺候。
I mean, if I was Martha and Jesus just yelled at me for telling Mary to come serve, and they're saying, "Mary, you should stay at the feet of Jesus. Martha, you should do what Mary's doing."
如果我是马大，如果我刚听到耶稣告诉我说我要像玛利亚那样在他脚前听他讲道，而不是忙着服侍的话，
why would Martha be serving yet again?
那马大为什么马上又来伺候了呢？
Is it that she doesn't understand?
难道她不明白耶稣的？
That Jesus is here and she should spend time with him?
难道她不知道耶稣很难得来一次，她应该跟耶稣多花点时间？
But the reality here is that Martha did the exact same thing, yet was not chastised.
但是事实上，马大还是做他做的事情。而没有得到耶稣的
指责。Because the first part of service that we're going to talk about today is called standing.
因为我们今天讲第一部分关于服事就是站着的。
Because Martha's service is not one that we can look down on.
因为马大伺候人这件事情是不容我们来小看的。
But yet standing while serving has its own difficulties as well as its own benefits.
但是我们站着来服事的时候有它的难处。也有它的好处。
Because service is easy for us. Doing stuff is easy.
因为去做一些事情其实是很容易的。
If I give you a task,
如果给你一件任务，
lead worship,
你就不要敬拜了。
Then you get up, you sing, you lead worship.
然后呢，你就起来跟我去完成这个任务，你不就没有敬拜了。
If I tell you, teach Sunday school,
如果告诉你说去教主日学，
then you teach Sunday school, you open the book and you teach.
然后你打开书，你就去教主日学了。
If I tell you, be the welcomer,
如果告诉你说你去来迎新，
then when anybody comes in, you welcome them.
然后有人进来，你就上去迎接就好了。
It is easy because there is an end game to it.
因为这些事情都是有目的，目的性很强，所以比较容易。
And it's clear in Scripture, for example, in the book of James, that faith without works is dead.
因为雅各书告诉我们，没有行为的信心是死的。
But then why is standing and serving so dangerous?
但是为什么站着服事又有它的危险性呢？
Because you're visible.
因为你所作所为是能够被人看到的。
Human nature comes into play.
我们人的这个天性开始做了。
It is easy to focus on the task and difficult to focus on the relationship.
因为那个时候你就要非常你就会注目在你的这个项目本身，而不是你要接触的跟人的关系上。
You realize that as you serve standing, everybody can see you.
因为当你站着服事的时候，你是被万人瞩目的。
And there's a certain amount of pride that comes with that.
这样一来，你就有了骄傲。
And there's a certain amount of anger that comes with that as well.
这样一来也会带来你的一些个情绪。
And when I was serving in college,
我在念书的时候，当我服侍的时候，
there's obviously a lot of pride there.
真的是有很多骄傲在里面。
Man, can anybody else have as busy of a schedule for church and for fellowship like me?
哇，那个时候难道有人像我这样在教会还有在这个团契花这么多时间的吗？
Not very many.
没有人。
I brought my fellowship from about 30 people, and in 1 year to about 130 or 40 people.
我们团契，我刚去的时候才30个人，后来就发展到130个人。
And this is just in one semester.
这仅仅就是一学期的事情。
And all these things come out because I was so visible.
这些事情都让我会受到注意。
But then as you put in time and energy, you realize that you get angry as well.
当然，当你花了时间精力在事情上的时候，也让你情绪非常的不稳定。
You start talking to people about being consumers in church.
你有时候就会觉得，哇，你们这些人来就是来消费我们教会。
You just come to church and you just listen, but you never help.
或者你会觉得，你们这些人来了只是听到，并没有帮忙。
I tithe, you don't tithe. What's the problem?
我十一奉献，你一分钱不奉献，怎么回事？
And right there,
那这个时候，
the church breaks apart.
教会就分裂了。
It is difficult to swallow.
这非常难消化。
That when we serve, many times it is tainted by the pride of our own hearts.
我们的服事却被我们心里的骄傲所玷污了。
And I'm not excluded from that.
我也不例外。
It's very, very difficult.
非常难。
To remember the relationship versus the service.
要知道这个要花跟人的关系更重要，记住这点很难。
You see, serving standing up.
我们站着服事
requires us to understand what service to God is.
需要我们很清楚服事神是什么意思。
And it's kind of like this.
就是应该是这样的。
I've given this example before.
我以前可能讲过这个例子。
But I love this example because it's like as if you are a dad or mom.
我特别喜欢这个例子，比如说。
If you're a dad or a mom,
如果你是一个爸爸或妈妈
and you've got a young child,
你有一个小孩子
you know, 3 years old, 4 years old,
3-4岁的小孩
and at that age, they love to help.
那个时候呢，小孩特别喜欢来帮忙。
But you know that helping usually means more cleaning up for you.
但你知道，他们来帮忙其实等于添乱。
And so one day you want to move a huge desk or a table from one place to another.
有一天你要把一个大桌子搬到另外一个地方去。
And the baby comes up and says, "I want to help. I want to help."
那小朋友就过来说，我想帮忙，我想帮忙。
And so if you are the good parent that you think you are,
如果你是一个好的爸妈
，you say, "Okay, okay, you can come help."
你会说。你不要you don't help.
You should come and help.
你会说啊，来帮忙吧。
Okay, you grab this corner.
你来抓着这角。
And don't let go.
不要松手啊。
And then you help daddy or mommy move the table to another room.
然后呢，其实是你们两个人使劲把这个桌子抬走的。
And then you pick up the table.
然后你抬起这个桌子。
Normally it's very quick. You just move it and you're done.
通常呢，很快的，你俩把它抬走就好了。
But now you have to take little steps. You have to watch out to make sure the kid doesn't get crushed, or else you're going to get child services called on you, and you just got to like move it your way over.
但是你却非常要小心翼翼的，以防这个小孩被磕了碰了的。
And then putting it down, you have to be like, okay, let go, let go, let go.
然后你还要不断的说，我
放手。
And
then you put it down.
然后你把它放下。
And not only does the kid not help,
这个小孩其实没帮上什么忙
and makes your life more difficult,
而且还让你的工作更加有难度
You still have to be like, good job, good job.
但是你会说，哎呀，干得不错，很好啊。
Man, that is the worst. It's a panic feeling for a parent.
那个就是当家长最害怕的。
Now consider serving standing with God as the parent.
那你们想一想，我们站着服侍。和神同工就是这个样子。
God can do it himself very easily.
因为神他自己可以很简单的处理。
But he gives the job to us.
但是把工作交给我们来做。
And we grab a little corner.
我们就是那个在抓着桌角的
小孩。We don't do any of the real work.
我们其实什么真的工作也没有干。
And God has to slow everything down so that we can serve.
而且神还要放慢脚步来让我们要能跟得上。
And after we do a kind of terrible job and we put the table down,
当我们干了一就是做的很不好的贡献的时候
God still has to say, well done, good and faithful servant.
主还是要对我们说干得不错忠心的仆人。
So you see, the idea of not falling into the trap of serving while standing,
你们知道当我们站着服侍的时候而不跌倒的时候
is to look at Martha's service.
就是要看一看马大的服事。
Because the difference is understanding who you are serving.
就是要知道你服事的是谁。
Not the service you are doing.
不是你做的工作有多么重要。
Because in this first part, she did not understand who she was serving.
因为在第一个故事里面，马大不知道她服事的是谁。
And so she complained to Jesus, Mary's got to help me out.
所以她跟耶稣抱怨说，玛利亚不帮忙。
But the second time when there was a feast in Jesus' honor,
但是第二次，当我有人为耶稣来摆宴席的时候
，Martha did the exact same service.
马大他做的是同样的侍奉。
And it's important.
这也是很重要的。
Because if we're all to just, you know, be like Mary, sit at the feet of Jesus and enjoy His presence.
因为我们如果都像玛利亚一样伏在耶稣脚前听他讲道
，Then why are we up here?
那我们要今天站在这儿干什么呢
？I should also enjoy. I'll sit with you guys. We'll look at a screen, and then we can all enjoy the presence of God.
我也应该就是坐在下面，像你们一样看。
No sound guy, no worship team.
没有人管音响，没有人来敬拜。
We just come together, we sit, and then we leave.
我们就大家坐在一起，就坐一下好了。
Of course not. It's simple. We need people to open doors, to do sound, to do PowerPoint, to sing, to serve, to teach.
但是肯定不是这样的。我们需要人早来开门。去弄好音响，然后来排练、唱歌等等，做这些事情。
It is essential to serve like Martha in order for the church to run efficiently and effectively.
为了要像，如果马大真的要好好的服侍，为了让教会能够平稳运行。
But for those that serve,
那些服侍的人
，You have to understand who you're serving.
你们应该知道自己服侍的是谁。
You see, the second part of service is called sitting.
Well, 第二个点就是坐在。
When you read Luke chapter 10, right?
我们读路加福音第十章的时候。
And you see the person of Mary.
你们看到玛利亚。
Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus.
玛利亚坐在耶稣脚前。
She is enjoying the presence of God and His teaching.
享受与神的同在，享受神的教导。
And not only that.
不仅仅是那样。
When she was with the second time that she meets Jesus,She pours perfume over his feet and anoints his feet.
她第二次见到耶稣的时候，她把她的香膏浇在耶稣的头上。
You see, the service while sitting is to understand the heart of God.
那么他第一次他在坐的时候是为要明白神的心意。
Because when you sit before Christ and you are silent before him, you then can really grasp what he feels and why he is doing things.
因为当你安静坐在基督脚前的时候，你就真的知道他心里面想的什么，他想要的是什么。
Let me give you an example.
给大家一个例子。
So a lot of us like to read Christian books.
很多人喜欢读基督教书籍。
We listen to sermons online.
我们也喜欢在网上看一些讲道。
And then we like to talk about theology, predestination, free will, whatever it is.
我们也喜欢跟人家辩论神学问题，比如说预定论和这个。
And after all this, we say, oh, we know God better.
那么这些事情呢，我们都觉得，哎，让我们更加认识神。
So let me ask you this.
那我问大家一个问题。
Let's say you're dating someone.
你跟一个人在谈恋爱。
The most beautiful or handsome guy.
也许世界上最漂亮的人。
Or girl.
或者一个女生。
And you're like just so enthralled by how beautiful and how perfect this person is.
你真的是对他非常的这个仰慕。
And you just feel so lucky to be their girlfriend or boyfriend.
你觉得能跟他们交朋友实在太幸运了。
And so you say to yourself, I need to get to know this person better.
所以你就觉得说我一定要好好认识这个人。
So you talk to her friends and you're like, hey, what is this girl like?
所以你就跟他的朋友交谈说哎这个人怎么样
And then you go online on her Facebook and you look at what she likes to do.
然后你到网上你看他的 Facebook, 看他每天都做什么。
And then you talk to more and more people about their friendship with her.
然后你又跟很多人会谈到对这个人的认识。
And you don't go on a single date with her.
但如果你从来没跟他一起出去过。
You don't talk to her.
从来没跟他讲过话。
You just admire her from far afar.
你只是从远处远远的去崇
拜。And talk to everybody that knows her.
然后去跟别人谈论他。
How quickly do you think she'll dump you?
你怎样能跟他有这个好的关系呢？
Because talking to everybody about someone.
因为你们跟别人讲关于他的事情。
Listening to other people's perspective about someone
你听别人讲他们对他的认识
does not mean that you have a relationship with someone.
并不意味着你跟他就直接的联系。
You see, service sitting at Jesus' feet
这个坐在耶稣脚前
is not just reading seminary books or listening to sermons or reading Christian books.
不是就是听听讲道看看神学书籍。
It means that you must have a direct relationship with God.And in order to understand his heart.
意思就是说你必须要跟主有一个亲密的个人的关系来明白他的心意。
Because without sitting at the feet of Jesus, you'll never truly understand what he is trying to tell you.
如果不安静坐在耶稣的脚前，你也不会明白他想要告诉你什么。
Because when Christ has a relationship with someone else, he tells that person what he wants that person to do or to hear.
因为当基督跟另外一个人有好的关系的时候，基督会告诉那个人希望他做什么。
And it may or may not apply to you.
但是希望那个人做事情并不一定是在你身上。
The only way to understand what Christ has called us to do is to sit before him, to pray, and to read his word ourselves.
要想知道主耶稣对我们的心意，我们就要经常静默坐在他的脚前。
Because only when you are able to understand the heart of God, then your service standing will make sense.
当你真的明白神的心意的时候，你站起来的服事才有意义。
Because if you don't understand the heart of God, then the things that we do become pointless.
如果你不明白神的心意，你做的事情也是没有目的的。
Because the Pharisees, let's take a look at.
比如说像法利赛人。
They interact with Jesus a lot.
他们非常对耶稣只是
They ask him questions, they deal with them, but you know what?They didn't understand him at all.
他们法利赛人跟耶稣有很多的交往，他们跟耶稣谈话也很多，也对他进行很多询问。
They understood the Bible far better than most of us here.
而且他们对圣经的理解超过大多数人。
They performed all the old rituals and exactly what you had to do, all the rules and regulations from Levitical law.
而且他们按照这个古代的律法，非常遵循各种各样的律法。
But then when Jesus appeared before them, did they recognize him?
但是当主耶稣出现在他们眼前的时候，他们认出他是谁了吗？
When Christ was born, did they go welcome him?
当基督降生的时候，他们去迎接他了吗？
They read all the side things, but they didn't have a relationship with God.
他们知道一切的这些知识，但是他们和主没有直接。
And so the chastisement to the nation of Israel in Scripture is this.
所以训斥这个以色列族的经文是这样的。
Is that they have forgotten their purpose.
是说他们忘了他们的初衷。
Their purpose was not to be set aside to follow rules.
他们的初衷并不是被分别出来,
but rather to be an example to bring the nations before God.
而是在众族面前立了一个这个榜样, 让他们看到,
which is why even in the temple, the tabernacle,
会幕里,
there is an inner court and as well as an outer court.
有一个内院, 还有一个外院。
Because they would bring, they're supposed to bring people from other faiths and nationalities to come before their God to know who that God is. That even the sojourners and the people traveling through the country during the Sabbath,
甚至那些寄居的和外来的人在这个Sabbath, 在这个安息日,
were not supposed to work.
也不应该做工。
But rather, we're supposed to go with them to the temple.
跟当地人一起到他们的,
to know more about this God who is the creator.
去认识这位创造宇宙的真神。
You see, Mary's service by sitting was to understand the hearts of God.
你们知道玛利亚坐在主面前是为了明白他的心意。
But we run into a problem.
但是还有一个问题。
I like to be a little more practical.
我想更加实用。
And when you think about this abstract idea of understanding the heart of God and serving God by listening to Him, it doesn't seem very practical to me.
当你讲到这些抽象的概念, 去明白神的旨意啊, 等等,
and so I began to think about how to explain this in a way that we can all understand.
所以我要把用一个跟我们能够理解的方式来解释一下。
And I realized that there's a great example in church.
我突然意识到在教会里有个很好的例子。
You see, I help out with youth group.
我有一个年轻人的团契,
and at that age when boys' voices are changing and girls are like taller than the guys and more mature.
这个年轻人团契你知道那个男孩子他们开始变声女生一般比男生要高。
The most difficult thing is not to get the kids to memorize the Bible or to, you know, go to Sunday school or whatever.
在这团契里最困难的不是让大家能够按时来敬拜来背经文等等。
What do you think the most difficult thing is?
你们觉得最难的事情是什么?
To get them to sing.
是让他们能够用去思想, 思考。
No, to sing.
Oh, to sing, to 唱歌。
唱歌。 It is so hard to get a group of 13-year-old boys to sing louder than a whisper.
你如果要想让一群这个13岁的男孩子能够唱出声音来,
oh, man, and you stand there and you look at them and then, so they're not singing, the band's playing and they're just standing around and messing with each other.
所以你们看到他们, 敬拜的时候,
and you look at them,
你看着他们,
and they see you,
然后他看着你,
and they do this,
就这样,
not a sound comes out.
就动动嘴,
they think you think they're singing.
他们想让你知道, 他们在唱歌,
but they also know that you know that they know that they're not singing.
但他们也知道, 你知道他们没有在唱,
and it is such a difficult thing to get kids to sing.
让这些小孩唱出声音来, 非常难。
But, I mean, if Justin Bieber comes on, or, you know, any of those modern bands come on, they will sing to the top of their voice.
但是当那些流行歌曲一打开的时候,他们就非常大声跟着唱。
So in church, it was so hard for them to sing.
但是在教会里面让他们唱点赞美诗。
But then we had a group of college students start helping out with our youth group.
然后我们有一群那个大学生过来帮忙。
And these guys, man, they love to sing songs and to worship.
这些大学生非常喜欢唱歌。
And whether their voice was good or bad, they sing loud and with passion.
不论他们的声音好坏, 他们唱的都非常卖力。
And so when they started coming to youth group, they would stand in the back.
所以他们来青年团契的时候, 他们一开始坐在后面。
And they would sing loudly.
但是他们唱歌很大声。
And when they sing loudly, all of a sudden I realized that some of the younger kids started singing as well.
但是当这些人很大声的开始唱的时候, 我就听到这些十几岁小孩也开始唱。
Because they felt the Spirit move.
因为这个神的灵在运行。
And they didn't hear their own voices.
他们甚至听不到自己的声音。
And when these college students pointed their voices towards God, these kids naturally followed.
当这些大学生的声音赞美达到神那儿的时候,
这些小孩子也开始。 You see, service while sitting is the equivalent of Mary pouring perfume on Jesus' feet.
坐在神脚前的这种服饰,
it is a private service and relationship with God.
就像玛利亚,
but the result of it is here.
他跟主耶稣的非常, 个人的关系。
The house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume.
那么他这个举动的结果就是这个室里面这个满屋充满了他的香气。
You see, when someone serves God by sitting at His feet and getting to know Him,
当这些人跪在在神的脚前来服侍他的时候
，It is not invisible.
并不是人家看不到的。
It is not something that people cannot notice.
也不是人家体察不了的。
But it's like when you worship and you hear someone singing loud, you can also sing loud with them.
就像当你在敬拜的时候，你听到有人大声的唱，你也是跟着大声的唱一样。
Because when the Holy Spirit moves through you and your service to God is just before Him and you notice nothing else, God is able to work through that and drive others to also worship Him.
当圣灵在你们中间运行的时候，当你所作所为不为了别的，就为了敬拜神的时候，神就在做工了。
And this example of Mary pouring perfume over Christ's feet and sitting at His feet.
这个玛利亚把香膏倒在耶稣脚前，又在坐在他脚前，这个举动
shows us that understanding God's heart and serving God allows everyone there to smell the fragrance and to understand the relationship with God.
告诉我们，当一个人明白神的心意，按照他的心意去服侍他的时候，那么全屋里面就满了膏的香气，别的人也能够体会到这个服侍的意义。
But the danger, there's two of them.
但是也有两个危险。
First is the retreat high or the conference high.
第一个危险就是什么也不管了。
We love being in the presence of God, going on missions, being able to just sit and worship God all day.
因为我们都非常享受在神的同在里面安静等候。
When we go to retreats or conferences, we love sitting in the group of, you know, hundreds or thousands and just praising God.
当我们参加退休会的时候，我们真的享受躲在众人里面，什么都不做，就是去赞美，去听到。
And when we come home, we get depressed because it's not like that at church.
但是我们回家以后又觉得很沮丧，因为在我们自己的教会里面没有这么简单。
And so a lot of younger Christians will always seek those, you know, huge concerts or conferences.
所以很多年轻的基督徒非常喜欢到处去参加这些营会。
And no matter how many conferences and how many times they want to sit at Jesus' feet, it never impacts their service standing.
但是不论他们去了多少这种大会，听了多少正道，他们回来的时候对他们真正的服侍并没有影响。
When in reality, our sitting before Jesus is to understand His heart so that we can serve Him.
因为是现实生活是我们要安静在主的脚前，明白他的心意，然后还要出来服侍。
And the second danger is this.
第二个。
When someone else sees your service to God.
当别人看到你在神面前的。
And sitting there and enjoying His presence.
看到你坐在神的脚前，享受神
同在。They can either be like Martha or Judas.
他们就会要不然就像马大一样，要不然就像犹大一样。
Why are you just enjoying God? You should be serving.
为什么你这样自己跟神交通不出来服侍呢？
Why are you doing this worthless thing? Poor people are more important.
为什么你做这些没有用的事情，不把钱用在救济穷人上？
And those criticisms will swirl around you when you truly serve and worship Christ.
当你这样愿意去敬拜神、服侍神的时候，你会听到这两种批评的声音。
And we'll be in danger of that every time we sit at the feet of Christ.
每次你坐在主的脚前的时候，你都要面临这个危险。
Because that is the greatest distraction from understanding God's heart that we can possibly have.
因为那个就是人所能面临到的可能最大的一种阻拦我们真正去认识。
Because we can be driven than to be just Martha.
我们可能这
We can be pushed to become just Martha.
因为我们一直都被训练的去做马大。
Because when we start listening to those around us saying that we're not doing enough or we should be spending time on something more practical or effective,
因为我们经常听到有人们说我们不应该什么都不做，应该做一些事情。
We then think that it is what we must do and so therefore we just serve without understanding God's heart.
我们听到人这样说的时候，我们就自己就会觉得我要做一直不停地做事情，而不是去倾听神的声音。
You see, these dangers can be avoided though.
但是这些危险都是可以避免的。
Because of the third sibling.
因为还有一个，这个三兄妹里面还有一个弟弟。
Lazarus.
拉撒路。
Lazarus didn't do much.
拉撒路其实什么也没做。
You see, in the English translation it says this. It says Lazarus was reclining at the table with him.
英文里面说的就是拉撒路他是靠在桌子上面的。
He wasn't sitting at Jesus' feet.
他没有坐在耶稣的脚前。
He wasn't standing, rushing around, serving and cooking.
他也不像马大那样站着跑来跑去。
He was literally reclining.
他真的就是靠在那儿。
So I know some translations say sitting with Jesus, but in reality, if you know Middle Eastern culture, when they eat, they recline.
因为我中文的翻译是说，拉撒路也在同席坐在坐席的人当中，但是，他们古时候的风俗就是你坐席的时候是一个人靠在另一个人身上，所以拉撒路是靠在那里的。
And so he is almost like if everybody was just hanging out. He's hanging out with Jesus.
而且他其实就是在跟耶稣一起享受。
Talking to guests who are here.
就跟客人们聊聊天啊。
Interacting with Jesus from time to time.
然后不停的跟耶稣有一些互动啊。
He wasn't standing yelling the gospel on the street side.
他也没有站在街上宣扬福音。
He wasn't, you know, performing miracles and, you know, making blind see and lame walk.
他也没有像门徒一样去行神迹，让瞎眼能看
见。He wasn't furiously digging through, you know, commentaries to figure out scripture.
他也没有那些疯狂的去查解经书啊，想要知道一些道理啊。
He wasn't standing on some corner praying loudly, God, please hear my plea.
他也没有站在角落里面大声的祷告，求神听他的。
He was reclining.With Christ,
他就是在那儿靠在主耶稣的身上。
But I can tell you that he was probably more effective than Mary and Martha.
但是我告诉大家，他可能比马大和玛利亚更加的有效。
How do I know this?
我怎么知道呢？
Because of him at the end of John chapter 12, the section.
约翰福音十二章后面说。
Said, meanwhile, a large crowd of Jews found out that Jesus was there and came, not only because of him, but what?Also because, also to see Lazarus, whom he had raised from the dead.
十一节说，因有好些犹太人为拉撒路的缘故回去信了耶稣。
And it says, so the chief priests made plans to kill Lazarus as well. For on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him.
但祭司长商议，连拉撒路也要杀了。
You see,Lazarus is so effective that the Pharisees wanted to murder him and also murder Christ.
就是因为拉撒路他的见证是如此的有效，那些法利赛人想要把他连耶稣一起杀了。
Was Lazarus somehow yelling out that Jesus Christ is Lord on the street corner like John the Baptist?
拉撒路有没有像施洗约翰一样站在街上喊耶稣是救主呢？没有。
He was sitting with Christ.But his service is exactly that.
他只不过是跟耶稣一起坐在宴席上，靠在他身上，但是行出来的效果却是那样子。
You see, some people say that Lazarus reclined with Christ means that we need to be able to rest with Christ.
有的人说拉撒路靠在耶稣身上意味着我们就要跟耶稣一起休息。
But I look at it a little bit differently.
但是我看的是不一样的。
The reason why Lazarus could recline with Christ is because his life was completely changed.By Christ.
为什么拉撒路能和耶稣靠在一起呢？因为他的生命是被耶稣改变拯救的。
The recognition of his service is not in what he said or he did, but what he allowed God to do.
拉撒路他的事工的果效不是在他自己做了什么，而是在耶稣坐在他身上的事情。
That he died,
因为他死过一次
was resurrected,
并且被复活了
with a completely new life.
给耶稣给他一个全新的生命。
And that change made it attractive for the other Jews to come and see Christ.
就是那个生命的改变，让别人看到拉撒路，就愿意来相信。
So if you look at it, the service while reclining was so important because of the life and the association with Christ.
所以你们知道，这种靠在耶稣身上的服事其实是最最有效的，因为是根据我们生命的改变。
Because when you look at an individual and you see them, what attracts people to Christianity is not the service that we do.
当你看到一个服事的人的时候，你要知道，他所吸引的人并不是在于他做了什么。
It is not sitting before Jesus and enjoying him at Christian events.
不是他在伏在耶稣脚前那件事情来吸引。
But rather the change of life from before to after.
而是像拉撒路那样，他的生命得到了根本的改变。
You see,Lazarus' greatest, most effective weapon was literally that he died.
拉撒路本人他最有力的武器就是他曾经死过。
Like that is the worst skill I can imagine if you're a superhero.
那么如果你是一个超级英雄的话
，Like one person's like I shoot laser eyes.
那你超级英雄他们所有很多的技能，那么死去这个技能
Some people have like super strength.
有的人他是有非常有力气,
or like they can see really far. Or in Chinese martial arts books, they found a secret manual and they know a special sword skill.
或者有很多的这个武艺超群,
or they trained in, you know, iron body and then they can't get damaged.
或者有一些特殊的身体,
but his ability was literally, he died.
但是拉萨路武器是他死了,
he didn't have the power to resurrect himself, so Jesus had to come and resurrect him.
因为他自己不能复活,
and then afterward, he lived.
然后后来又, 医治了他,
dead. Alive.
死了,活了.
But that one action of being able to die is what drove people to understand Christ.
那个能够死去的那个能力,
but you have to realize that service to God reclining is the most difficult of the three.
但是你们要认识到,
because death is very difficult. We all fear death to an extent. But I mean, when I was younger and I wasn't dating or married or had a kid,
我小的时候,
my phrase, like, you know, growing up, was a bachelor till rapture. It's gonna, I don't know if you can translate that. Bachelor till rapture. So being a bachelor, 就是没结婚, right? Until the rapture, when God comes to take everybody away.
他以前的座右铭就是我一定要单身等到神降临。
And so it was like one of these where like, I'm proud to be single and I'll, you know, die single when God takes us all up.
以前我们就觉得我们一定要单身,这样当主再来的时候,我们被提的时候,我们就跟神走了。
So someone came into the church and, you know, pointed a gun at me.
如果有人来到教会,用枪指着我。
And say, if you believe in Jesus, like I'm going to kill you.
逼着我说,如果你承认主耶稣的话,我就杀你。
Back then, before he finishes, do you believe in, I'd be like, I believe in Jesus.
那如果他还没有结束以前，我就特别着急说，我相信主。
And then I die.
然后我就死了。
And I go to heaven.
然后我上天堂。
And I can join all the other martyrs.
然后我就可以加入到其他那些烈士的当中。
Like, hey Peter, how did you die?
我就可以说，嘿，彼得，你是怎么死的？
Oh, you got crucified upside down.
哦，你是被倒挂在十字架上。
Hey Paul, how did you die?
保罗，你怎么死的？
Oh, you got beheaded.
哦，你是被砍头的。
Yeah, I don't want to brag. I got shot.
但是我不想吹牛, like, 但是我是被枪打死的。
It is easy to die for God when you've got nothing to sacrifice.
因为我那个时候没有家, 没有孩子, 所以那个时候好像不用付出任何代价, 就可以很容易做烈士。
So before I thought dying was easy, because it's like, yes, I believe in Jesus, bang, you go to heaven. It's like the express train to heaven.
就对我来说是一个进天堂的一个特快。
But now that I have a wife and a child,
但是现在我有家有孩子,
oh man, I don't know.
我现在就不确定了。
So I want to see my little girl take her first steps.
因为我很想看我的女儿来, 去长大。
I want to see her go through elementary school.
我想看她上小学,
and then go to high school.
我想看她上高中,
and go to college.
想看她上大学,
graduate 3 years.
然后毕业,
and then go to med school.
然后再上,
and then graduate 3 years.
医学院。
Get married to someone godly and holy.
然后嫁给一个非常正直的青年,
and have grandkids.
然后等着看我的孙子,
that I can play with.
孙子孙女,
and I can feel very fulfilled.
那个时候我就会觉得心满意足。
And if someone pointed a gun at me now,
如果现在有人拿枪指着我,
I might have to tell God, hey, I know I'm sinning, but you got to give me this one.
说我知道我现在没有,
like I'm sorry, but like, this is going to be a little harder than I thought.
我现在觉得这件事没那么简单，我要求神再给我一个机会。
The difference is now I have something that I have to sacrifice if I lose my life.
当我知道我舍了生命会要付上真实的代价的时候，
there is no love without sacrifice.
如果没有爱就没有真正的牺牲。
If you have a boyfriend
who
hangs out with you all the time,
每天跟你在一起,
and when he has to choose between you or his other guy friends to play video games, and he chooses video games or sports,
如果他要让他在你和他别的那些个, 打游戏的伙伴中间做个选择,
find a new guy.
那你就不要跟他好了。
If you have a girlfriend,
如果你有个女朋友,
who's just career driven and wants all this stuff,
就是非常的努力工作, 因为他什么都想要,
and in difficulty, she chooses her job or her work,
然后他面临的选择是工作还是你。
Oh man. find somebody else.
你就不要跟他好了。
Because the vows literally say for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health.
因为我们的誓言是不论贫富，不论健康还是不健康。
And so you see, sacrifice is a huge mark of whether or not you are loved.
你知道做自我牺牲是检验你是不是爱的标志。
If you think your parents want to hear your level one piano recital because they enjoy the ultimate classical experience, you have to rethink.
如果你以为你的家长参加你这个钢琴的这个一级的这个表演是因为他们很喜欢听古典音乐的话，那就错了。
I've watched some of our old VHS tapes. I've watched some of our old tapes of piano recitals.
Albert 他看过他自己以前的那些钢琴表演。
It was so bad.
非常的，弹得很不好。
Man, I'm embarrassed watching myself at that age, even though I know I was, you know, young.
甚至我知道我那时候很小，但是让我也是非常无地自容，看到弹成那个样子。
Because I also knew that I didn't practice.
因为非常需要再多练。
But then at the end, my parents say, "Good job, good job, you did it."
但是我弹完了以后，我家长都鼓掌说，哎呀，不错，很好。
Oh man.That is not any sort of reward that they need. It is a sacrifice for the parents.
那些都不是你要，就是因为。
You see, reclining while serving means that you must die and die with sacrifice.
像这种靠在耶稣身上的服侍，意味着你必须要。
And that sacrifice is to die to yourself.
这个牺牲就是你要向着自己要死了。
This is a lot harder than it seems.
这个比听起来要难多了。
Because it means that when you die to yourself, everything that you wanted is no longer yours.
当你向着自己死的时候，你要知道，你想要的每一件事情都不是你的。
You want your kids to do well and be wealthy and well off.
你想让你的孩子，这个长大，出人头地吗？
But what if they say they want to go to a dangerous place in the world in order to be a missionary?
那么如果他们想去一个很危险的地方做宣教士
呢? You say, yeah, yeah, sure, we can do that.
你说啊，可以啊。
But when the time comes and you realize there's a civil war and Christians are getting murdered, your mind may change.
但是如果那个时候孩子要走了，你忽然发现那个地方有个内战，而且信主的人都要被杀死了。
Or if God calls you into ministry full time,
如果神让你呼召你全职侍奉,
and you've got a comfortable job, decent pay,And God's like, hey, time for you to go into service.
但是如果你那个时候的工作很顺利，收入很好，怎么办？
And your kids still have to go to college.
而且你的孩子还要去念书，念大学。
You still got a mortgage to pay.
你还需要付贷款。
It's not easy.
并不简单。
You see, dying to yourself also means that all the stuff that we enjoyed, all the sin that we enjoyed has to die as well.
我们向自己死意味着你想要的那些享受还有你非常享受的那些最终之乐也要
Which means that whether in public or in private, you can't do it even though you enjoy it.
意味着不仅是人前人后也不能做。
You see, dying to yourself means that you no longer live for yourself because God has resurrected you.
向自己死了意味着因为神让我复活所以你活着也不是为了自己。
Because when you serve reclining, you're acknowledging your relationship with Christ.And therefore, you're acknowledging your death and then your resurrection in Christ.
当你靠在主身上服侍的时候，你知道的是你和主的关系。
And the death is not just, oh, like Jesus has made me better. I used to be angry. Now I'm not so angry.
并不是像啊，我以前很容易动怒，现在就不生气了这么简单。
It's not some of my actions have changed.
也不是说我有一些行为举止改变了。
But rather, my life is completely different.
而是我的生命完全的转变。
It's not that I get baptized and when I go to work the next day, I still think about work and how to get ahead in my career.
不是说当我受洗了以后，我第二天去上班，满脑子还是想着怎么样去在工作上能够把人家踩在脚下。
But rather, when I go to work the next day, I have to continually consider.What would Jesus do and what is Christ calling me to do here?
而是第二天当我上班的时候我想的是主耶稣想让我做什么
Because when I get angry about something that happens at work, am I able to glorify God in that moment?
当我在工作上为一些事情发火的时候那个时候我是在为主做见证吗我在荣耀神吗
Or, many, for a lot of college students, it's, hey, I'm really interested in this guy.
在很多的大学生里面会有。
Or girl.
我他很喜欢一个人。
And if they're not a believer, then am I willing to sacrifice a chance with this person for God's glory?
如果他们不信主，我愿不愿意牺牲跟这个人有可能的交往的机会，而去为了主呢
？Oh, but I'm getting older. I need to find a spouse.
或者当我年长以后结婚了以后
，Oh, he's really good looking, or she's really pretty.
不管他是长得好看。
Am I willing to give that up because you know what? I'm a Christian now.
No, I don't get this.
Am I willing to give that up because now I'm a Christian?
You give that up.
Give up the relationship.
Oh, 你愿不愿意去I still don't get
it. Oh, 你愿不愿意跟他分手，所以你可以就是说我是基督徒，所以我不要跟你再 date.
Oh, 就是说哦，如果你要是跟一个人在交往，但是你知道那个人不信主，你愿不愿意去做一个牺牲，就不跟他交往了呢？
And so these difficult choices, when we have to sacrifice for Christ, that shows that we have died to ourselves and we are now raised again in Christ.
当我们面临生活中这些挑战的时候，当我们愿意去为主做这些牺牲的时候，
our purpose is different.
就知道我们是在向自己死，因为我们的目的不同了。
When I make money, it's not so I have more comfortable future.
当我挣钱的时候，并不是为了我的未来的舒适。
But I think, how can I expand God's kingdom?
而是想的是如何扩张神的国度。
When I serve, I understand God is the one working, but He can still use me to serve Him.
当我在服侍的时候，我就会想，神他也知道，他也是会做工，但是他想让我知道怎样服侍他。
Because my life has been changed.
因为我的生命被改变了。
I was dead, now I'm alive.
以前我死了，现在我是活的。
You see, you cannot serve sitting at Christ's feet without first serving God by being able to recline with Him.
你不能够坐在主的脚前，如果你不能够靠在主的，先靠在主的身上，你就不能真正坐在主的脚前。
Because a changed life from dead to alive is what is necessary to sit before God and to worship Him and understand His heart.
就是因为你已经死过，你有了重生，你才愿意伏在神的脚前。
And you cannot stand and serve God and perform actions that the church needs without first sitting before God and understanding His heart.
而且，如果你不先坐在神的脚前，你也不能真正去服侍神。
Because then your service will be for yourself, and you will fall into pride, and the church will fall apart.
因为那个时候，你所做的一切是为了自己的骄傲，你这样做出来的事情会让教会分裂。
You see, service standing, sitting, and reclining is all part of a single service for us to God.
就这一系列的动作，站着服侍，坐在耶稣脚前，或者靠在神的身上，其实都是一件事情。
Because from beginning to end, we are a changed person. So everything that we do has changed.
这三件事一环套一环，因为从一开始我们就是一个完全被改变的人，所以才能够做到下一步，再做出下一步。
Because our life is different. It now has the Holy Spirit.
因为这个时候我们的生命是改变的，有圣灵在我们里面。
And you see what's interesting is that a passage that was just read earlier during worship.
我刚刚读到的经文。
It says Christ said, "I have come to give you what?"
耶稣说我来是为给你们什么，就刚才敬拜时候读的一个经文。
So what is it? Life, and not just life, but what? Life abundantly.
我来是给你们生命，而且是更丰盛的生命，那是耶稣。
You see, when we are standing, sitting, and reclining with Christ, it is so that our life can be more abundant.
当我们站着服侍，坐在主脚前，或者靠在他身上的时候，是让我们的生活更丰盛。
But the abundance of this life is not what we expect.
但是那种丰盛不是你想要的那种丰盛。
We may not be more materialistically wealthy.
也许不是更富庶的那种丰盛。
We may not have, these fun outings or doing all this fun stuff.
也许不是你想要的那种有趣的生活。
But the thing is, when your perspective changes, then having abundant life changes its meaning.
但是当你得到真正的改变的时候，你也知道丰盛的意义随之而改变。
You see, when we have been changed by God, all the things that we had desired in the past, that focus is completely changed.
当我们被神改变以后，我们以前想要的那些事情，我们现在都不想要。
We originally thought we want stability, we want a good life, we want a good career.
我们以前想要的是能力，是好的生活，是好的事业。
But now, in the middle of instability, in the middle of a difficult career, in the middle of death of our friends and family,
但是就在我们生活的不稳定中，当我们的家庭的这个动荡中，这个事业的这个不好的时候，
we can still have an abundant life because that life is from God.
我们还可以享受一个丰盛的生命，因为那个丰盛是从神来的。
You see, Solomon was a wise man.
你们知道，所罗门是个很聪明的人。
But he also had everything that we wanted.
他已经拥有了人所想要的一切。
But in the end, in Ecclesiastes, what he says is vanity, vanity, all is vanity.
但是在传道书的后面，他说虚空的虚空，一切都是虚空。
How can someone who has everything that we desire say that it's all pointless?
当一个拥有一切的人，他怎么会认识到生命的真相原来是虚空呢？
Because he understands that in a changed life, the focus is completely different.
因为他知道，当一个人生命的改变以后，他所注重的点就不一样了。
And so, brothers and sisters, when we start thinking about our service to God,
当我们开始思考自己在神里面的服事的时候，
we must think about it in those three ways.
我们一定要知道这三个。
Take our service standing.
我们的服事要站着服事。
Looked at from the perspective of sitting before God.
但是我们的认知要从伏在神的脚前开始。
Change from the perspective that we were once dead, reclining.
而且我们要从靠在神的身上而得到改变。
And so with that, let me pray for us.
所以我们开始祷告。
Dear Lord God, we just want to thank you for today.
我们亲爱的主，我们为你感谢。
We pray, Lord, that you instill within us a heart and a desire to glorify you.
主啊，我们感谢你，求你在我们的心里面，让我们愿意去荣耀神。
Because you are the only one worthy of glory.
因为你是唯一配得敬拜赞美的。
And we pray for this congregation, may you work through them.
我们为在座的每一位祷告。
And we thank you for them and for their service to you.
求你在他们身上做工，我们为他们的工作献上感谢。
And in Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.